Chicken Wheat Farm.
WGXC, ACRA, 90.7 The Beat.
The Catskill Town Board meets every first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall and holds a committee meeting the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. You can turn out in person at the Catskill Town Hall to speak at these meetings or tune in to a live web stream through the Catskill Town Board and WGXC. Go to wgxc.org/listen or click on the listen button at wgxc.org to tune in to any of the Catskill Town Board meetings, the first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. and the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at wgxc.org and townofcatskillny.gov.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to art and discussion. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to up and down. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to purple and green. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to the planet. Listen to ladies and dumplings. Listen to books. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to bath time and nap time. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to stars and stripes. Listen to Texas and listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to churches and steeple. Dance and sing and listen and bells. Listen to making things, stripes and zigzags. Listen to clouds and leaves, bike riding and zigzagging. No, listen to bike riding and curving. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio WGXC.
Wayfarm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wayfarm and our radio station, WGXC, operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves the People of the Waters That Are Never Still, following their arrival along the Mohicanitta, the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Food New York in New York, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Food New York.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin here with several sets themed to the release of the first in the MCU's Course Correction, Deadpool and Wolverine, including music by Prince, Neurotic Fish, and Madonna, followed by an epic set for House of the Dragon's recently finished second season. First, we'll get a quick breakdown of the big news from San Diego Comic-Con and Geek Speak. In case you somehow haven't heard, guess who's back? Back again. RDJ's back. Tell a friend, Doom is coming. The real Slim Shady would have been more appropriate, but less easy to badly parody. As at San Diego Comic-Con, a horde of Dr. Dooms came out, with one stepping forward to take the mask off and reveal MCU Moses. Robert Downey Jr. is back, quote, new mask, same task, unquote. The fifth Avengers, slated for 2026 and no longer subtitled The Kang Dynasty, is now instead Doomsday, to be followed a year later with Secret Wars. Now, while it's not impossible this is a Tony Stark who became Doom in his timeline, there's a what if for that, of course. Please note, in the official announcement, it's stated repeatedly and clearly several times RDJ is playing Dr. Doom, not Tony. Could he be a Tony who became the benevolent Latverian dictator? Maybe. But more likely he's a victor who happens, or more likely has chosen, to look like someone who the Avengers would trust. There's also been rumors that he'll make his debut in the post-credits for the newly subtitled Fantastic Four First Steps. Naturally, this has had some mixed reaction, and I'm not going to deny that this, plus the return of the Russos, isn't a Hail Mary pass, but even before Kang was officially booted as the big bad, I was predicting Doom would be the actual final boss, because he was in the original Secret War after supplanting the Beyonder, and the main villain in the 2014 multiversal sequel that the movie is drawing more from. Though given the Russos' love of the original, this could be an excuse to get some Avengers vs. Fantastic Four vs. X-Men action. One thing that is for sure is they're going to have to pull in the Infinity War / Endgame box office numbers to pay for all this, as Variety claims the Russos are getting $80 million, and are co-producing the movies through their company Agbo, the latter something Marvel usually hasn't done outside of Spider-Man. RDJ will be getting, quote, significantly more, as well as big perks like a private jet and trailer encampment. Today's first set begins with Somos Todos Super Amigos from The Superheroes.
Super Amigos, baby. Super Friends, Super Friends, Super Friends, Super Friends. with all my artifice. You don't know why it is, but I'm Kid Apocalypse.
Like a captain,
I command the ships.
You better watch out.
I'm Kid Apocalypse.
Like a deckhand,
I be busting your hips.
You better watch out.
I'm Kid Apocalypse. Dark angels and demons, like four seasons. I got my reasons, some call it treason. Genesis, like the first book in the Bible. I'm the first kid to make life with your wife. Stick with me, kids, and you're sure to evolve. Set your minds to revolve from this riddle that I solved. Getting sent through the wire, like Quentin Quire. Your brain's on fire, evolve much higher.
Like a captain,
I command the ships.
You better watch out.
I'm Kid Apocalypse.
Like a staircase,
I be busting your hips.
You better watch out.
I'm Kid Apocalypse.
Like a captain,
I command the ships.
You better watch out.
Kid Apocalypse.
Like a staircase,
I be busting your hips.
You better watch out.
Kid Apocalypse.
Set began with Somos Todos Super Amigos, We Are All Super Friends, from Superheroes, a Brazilian one-off act that dressed as Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Robin, Spider-Man, Thor, and a martial arts hero that, based on the time it was made, could be Shang-Chi, but no one's sure. That was followed by Superhero by Prince and the New Power Generation off the soundtrack to cult favorite Wayne superhero comedy Blank Man. Then came nerdcore rapper Kid Apocalypse with Kid Apocalypse Rising, inspired by the period Ensemble's teen clone was palling around with the X-Men. It ended with Grease Pig Studios featuring Sage Montclair as Lila Shanny with I Will Steal Your Heart from a quite fun New Mutants fan video. Heading to the bottom of the hour and our next set with a quick, probably pointlessly spoiler-free capsule review for Deadpool and Wolverine, because it's made all the money already. Noted MCU apologist here saying it's the best since Endgame and the best of the Deadpool movies so far. As I said, I'm not going into spoilers, even though those are all over the net. And to be fair, most waited 2 weekends, the minimal acceptable window in my opinion. Just so glad I wasn't spoiled on the one I hadn't even heard rumored. For MCU lighters / lapsers, it stands on its own, down to the post-credit scene, which is just a callback gag, and recaps well anything you've forgotten or don't know from Wade's previous movies, the character arc of the original Jackman Wolverine, and what the TVA's deal is. Also got to single out Jackman for his performance, second best after Logan, and Emma Corrin as main villain / Xavier's evil twin, Cassandra Nova. To the point I put her up there with Hiddleston, Tennant, Brolin, and Han as best MCU villains. I was also impressed it subverted my expectations regarding why this Wolverine is so fallen. And you'll soon hear just how deeper it went into pointing out recent problems beyond DP declaring himself Marvel Jesus. On with the set, which begins with a callback to one of the first of these kind of sets I did when I started for the station guesting on Rock and Roll Martian. Here's an Erotic Fish's version of They're Coming to Take Me Away with a non-spoiler soundbite intro from the climactic battle.
Come here, girl. Papa's here.
Hey, do not insult this animal's autonomy. She can decide who her papa is.
Mm-hmm. What's it going to be, girl, huh? Original Recipe or Van Milder here?
Ah, that's funny. I can gently tap the fourth wall, too.
The proposal.
Bitch, you think that's what I do?
Both of you, shut up. You smell something?
Yeah, you. A lot of you.
I take it they're not friendly.
Goodness, no. Sorry about this, boys. Mission over. Cause of death, 100 kill-thirsty Deadpools. They're dumb, but they can fight. Not me, though. I'd love to get in the mix, but I have low bone density and I have to keep my face safe. Hold, please.
Oh.
All right, look! Guys! Deadpool Prime here! Can we just be done?
Ooh, we're just getting started.
No. With the whole multiverse thing. It's not great. It's just been miss after miss after miss. Look, the Wizard of Oz did the multiverse first, and they did it best. The gays knew it, but we didn't listen. Let's just take the L and move on.
I think it's been steadily great since Endgame.
What are you talking about? The multiverse is over.
And now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men with their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men with their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. You thought it was a joke and so you laughed when I have said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed, I heard you laughed. You laughed, you laughed and laughed and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. Take me away, ho ho, hee hee, ha ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men with their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha ha.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happier home with trees and flowers and chipping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. Your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds? Huh? Well, you just wait, they find you yet, and when they do, they put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. They're coming to take me away, haha. They're coming to take me away, ho ho, hee hee, haha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men with their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, haha. They're coming to take me away, aha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chipping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. They're coming to take me away, aha! They're coming to take me away! 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 They're coming to take me away!
Forgotten Geek on WGXC continues, coming out of our Deadpool and Wolverine set that began with Neurotic Fish's cover of Napoleon XIV's controversial novelty classic They're Coming to Take Me Away. That was followed by Animal from Prick, and concluded with a remix of a song that's been stuck in my head for months with zero complaint, Baltic House Orchestra's epic remix of Madonna's classic Like a Prayer, aka the theme from Deadpool and Wolverine. Today's final set goes long and epic, as is only appropriate for the subject matter, House of the Dragon. The second season just wrapped up, and while it dragged a bit here and there, I'm still in the bag and am hopeful it won't crash and burn like its predecessor, or practically every dragon we're seeing in the show is about to. Going in, I kinda knew the first two seasons would be mostly character-focused build-up, and it's been hard confirmed to only go for four seasons, so Saddle Up is pretty much nothing but payoff for the rest of the series. As with the original series, so much is carried by the actors, and I want to single out Emma Darcy and Olivia Cooke as Rhaenyra and Alicent, respectively. Boo all you want, Book Militant fans, I'm Team Black despite their issues, but even if Rhaenyra is being whitewashed a bit, I agree with her basic cause, and they're still showing she's not 100% right, and fingers crossed will likely still end up being her own worst enemy, because even the best Targaryen is still too full of themselves. That said, I've never held anything but sympathy and empathy for Alicent, aka non-psycho Cersei and non-cat-brained Catelyn Stark. It's also a testament to Matt Smith as Daemon that, beyond getting past the fact that he's a sociopathic murderous groomer, that even as I and my roommate made jokes about his seemingly endless haunted by Harrenhal and a woods witch arc this season, we were glued, and the payoff gave me what I wanted going in, not shying away from the magic elements of the show, though I understand uneasiness about pinning so much on the prophecy of ice and fire, even before they straight up had Daemon experience a vision of the Night King, Dany, and Blood Raven, who we'll be seeing a lot more of in next year in Night of the Seven Kingdoms. On with the music, here's the KSHMR and the Golden Army remix of Ramin Djawadi's classic series theme. Wasn't expecting me to end on that note, huh? We started with the KSHMR and the Golden Army remix of Ramin Djawadi's classic theme for Game of Thrones, followed by Sin Unsworth's cover of Motorhead's The Game, then heard Position Music's Battlefields, followed by Dull Surprise if you're a regular listener, L'Orchestra Cinematique's version of Damon X Xerxes, and getting back to that unexpected ending, we finish with P.S. by James, inspired in my fractured mind by my favorite scene of the finale, Rhaenyra and Allison's confrontation. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, as I'll be back in 2 weeks with One Hitters 1984. We're ending today with Ion Music's anticipatory imagining of the Avengers Doomsday theme.